With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Congressional leaders reaching a deal now on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year to avoid a partial government shutdown later this month. President Biden says the agreement is one step closer to preventing a needless government shutdown. Continuing to trail in the polls, President Biden last week accusing former President Donald Trump of being a threat to democracy. Other Democratic Party voices have taken up the course. Stumping in Iowa yesterday on the anniversary of the Capitol riot, Mr. Trump said those who were arrested for entering the Capitol that day are being unfairly treated.
If you're a certain person, you don't even get in trouble if you kill people. But if you're with us, they put you in jail. Look at what's happened with the J6 hostages. The hostages, that's a horrible thing.
Major winter storm bringing up to a foot of snow and freezing rain to some regions across New England. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
So far, the highest snowfall amounts were in the Catskills and the eastern Hudson Valley. 14 inches in our winter today, Ulster County.
Also at SRNnews.com, China sanctions 5 American defense-related companies. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
The action against BAE Systems Land and Armament, Alliant Tech Systems Operation, AeroVironment, Viasat, and Datalink Solutions comes in response to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies and individuals. The sanctions will freeze any property the companies have in China and prohibit organizations and individuals in China from doing business with them. China regards the self-governing island of Taiwan off its east coast as a renegade province that must come under Beijing's control at some point in the future. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
And this is SRN News. A U.S. military leader says inclusion is a national security imperative.
Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram is a man living as a woman, and he made his comments at the Most Powerful Women Summit sponsored by Fortune magazine. In fact, Fram is the highest-ranking transgender service member in the history of the U.S. military, and he reflects the Biden administration's determination to promote the LGBT agenda in every federal agency. Some critics say social engineering is not a national security imperative. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion likely to be a key issue in many of this year's elections for state Supreme Court seats. There will be 80 of them in 33 states, with the abortion debate shifting to states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. State Supreme Court races have emerged as some of the most hotly contested and costliest races. This is SRN News. Local officials say Russian shelling attacks have killed at least 2 people in Kherson. Here's correspondent Lawrence Brooks with the latest.
The southern Ukrainian city was subjected to numerous strikes from Russian-occupied parts of the Kherson region across the Dnieper River. Officials say 2 people died in the attacks and several others were wounded. Air defense systems shot down most of the 28 Russian-launched drones. In Russia, more than 700 residents of the border city of Belgorod have been evacuated to an area further from Ukraine. Officials there said Ukrainian attacks on the city on December 30th killed 25 people, with rocket and drone attacks continuing throughout the week. Meanwhile, Russian military personnel have marked Orthodox Christmas. Russia's defense ministry says military priests have led prayer services on the front line. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And more details at SRNnews.com.